Okay, prayer. I mean, if I want to do it, speak about sannyas, then just from my point of view, thinking about the idea of sannyas that I understand it is to just social suicide and simply only depend on Krishna, right? Completely free, independent, but also ready to take austerities and, you know, whatever Krishna wants to give or take, you know, that kind of. But a tendency is, and I think it's the same tendency in all religions, Christians and whatever, where they have similar roles, is that when you take sannyas, you rather say, you know, no, I'm not going to take care of myself. I am completely dependent on this organization or church or whatever. You take shelter of the organization. But then you become dependent on the leaders of that organization, and in this way the whole thing subtly but steadily turns into a system not ruled by free, courageous brahmanas, but by power and profits. So, I mean, we've seen it all over. It's no secret, it's nothing controversial, it's just something that can happen and does happen. And that's part of why I think one should reevaluate this sannyas thing.